Welcome back to Tip Today. Just to give you a heads up on tomorrow's show, it is a Friday show. And of course, traditionally on a Friday, we would start off speaking to the main man, Johnny Luby. Tomorrow morning, though, will be a little bit different because we will, well, Fran will be speaking to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly live on the line from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So because of that, we'll have to push poor old Johnny out to about 9:30. But just to let you know, and if you have any questions for Stephen Donnelly tomorrow morning, you can text them in to us. But just to give you a heads up, I'm sure we'll put that to him, what Pat Harrell said about ultrasound referrals. Now GPs being told that they have to refer people to Limerick as opposed to Nina. And that is something we can put to the Health Minister tomorrow. Just to remind you as well of the competition we have running this week. You can win a Cork City Escape at the Maldron Hotel in the South Mallon, Cork. That includes a two-night break in a deluxe room with bed and full Irish breakfast for two people. Now, we'll be running a daily qualifier all this week and the overall winner will be announced on tomorrow's show. So just to remind you, if you want to be in with a chance of winning, it's based on your contact with us. So just text us here in the show or call in to Emma 1800 938 007 or text 083 311 3311. Now, if you were listening earlier on in the week, you'll know that we spoke to Brenda. A great interview, great conversation with Brenda, who was having difficulty finding people to meet on Tinder and the other various dating apps. Now, several listeners in their 60s were also in touch with similar situations. Frances Kelleher is a dating coach and she joins me on the line now. Frances, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Frances. Is this something that you've been hearing from people, particularly maybe over a certain age, over their 50s, who are having trouble kind of adjusting to this new way of dating and meeting people?
Yes, it is common. And even, Alison, to be honest, with the younger generation, even people in their 20s, like 23, 24, 25, I mean, online is, in a way, an artificial, you know, situation, and it can be very hard to navigate if you don't know how to do it. So that would be the situation. So what I would say is, if you don't know how to be strategic online, you know, a lot of the time you don't get results.
Do you have to be strategic?
Definitely.
In what way?
Otherwise, like I say, you drown in the online ocean. So for instance, most people go on it, their pictures aren't right. The pictures are 90% of the profile. In my humble opinion, if your pictures aren't right, you might as well not be on. Because, you know, the competition is so fierce now online. You're branding yourself as a brand, you know, effectively. I know it's a harsh way of looking at it, but that is the whole truth. So you have to brand yourself as best you could. Because, you know, online, we don't have your personality. We don't have your tone of voice. We don't have the facial expressions. People are just going by what they see. And the swipe culture is so intense. You have to brand yourself correctly. Now, most of the people that I see online, they don't know how to do it strategically. And the biggest mistake people are making is they're over-communicating online.
Right.
They're sending 10,000 messages, pictures of their dinners, their whole life story. And then, you know, Alison, there's nothing to say on the first date. People just get bored because it is, like I say, an artificial situation. You have the text back and forth and it's not becoming a deeper relationship. So after 4 or 5 messages, you should get offline. Online should only be used for 2 things. So to be strategic about it, 2 things. To make an initial connection with people that you wouldn't connect with normally. So, you know, you have that opportunity to connect. And number 2, to throw your net wider. So you're getting in more people into your net, as it were, of meeting people. So they're the only 2 things it should be used for. I mean, research has shown the longer you talk to somebody online, the less likelihood you have of a date with them.
So let's talk about the picture then, first of all. And if we start with the women, because, you know, I don't envy women in that situation because you're competing with, you know, girls in their 20s. And if you look at the pictures, you know, it's, they're not wearing an awful lot. It's very highly sexualized, always filters and beautiful women. And it can be very often hard to compete with that. So if you're maybe over 50, how should you choreograph your profile picture?
Great question. So, yes. So they're 90% of the profile. A person makes up their mind about your picture in 1/40th of a second.
Wow.
Research has shown. And I mean, think about how quick that is for a second. 1/40th of a second. So they have to be right. Now, the text, the bio is 10%. That still has to be right as well. But about the pictures, have no more than 5 pictures. We don't want to overwhelm people. So have at least 1 full-length picture, because people with a full-length picture get 200% more messages, research has shown, because it shows that you're honest. And honesty, research has shown, is the number one thing that people look for in a person when online. So you want to show yourself from the waist or shoulders up. Have no selfies, no hats, no sexiness, no nudity, no pouting, no sunglasses. So you should only have yourself in the picture as well, unless you have a pet. Include them if you do. Research has shown that they get more likes.
What is that about? That's a very strange one, isn't it?
It's back to basically the psychology of it is this, you know, pet loves you and you love that pet and you can take care of another being. It's basically back to that you're a nice person. You know, this pet loves you and you love it. So it's that psychology behind it. So I would say, you know, outdoor pictures are best in natural light. What you want to do is, you know, really show your life like a film. You want to have this person look at the profile and go, oh, my God, this person has a lovely life. They have a great life, a very interesting life. I'd like to be part of that. That's the ultimate, you know, aim that you want to, you know, thing you want to portray. That's the aim of the game, really, online. That's the bottom line. So, you know, wear nice clothes. Put your best foot forward. First impressions are huge. You know, take the pictures in a scenic area, be it in your garden in front of a nice tree or at the beach, or, you know, show that you do things, that you have an interesting life. For instance, they're called action pictures of you cycling or skiing or sailing. You know, they're the pictures you want, the pictures that show that you've an interesting, active life and that, you know, you're a nice person to be with.
Okay, and for the men then, how should they kind of choreograph their pictures?
The exact same way.
Right.
The exact same way. Action pictures are best. You know, show yourself cooking or skiing or out for a walk with your dog, you know, with a mountain in the background. And a huge thing, Alison, is smile. The men don't smile. You know, they're trying to put their best foot forward by being mysterious and maybe having a serious face or pouting. It's not correct. If you smile, you'll automatically, as a guy, put yourself in the 1%. And what women look for, number one thing women look for in a guy is trustworthiness. So if you smile and you've a nice facial expression, you know, it shows I'm a nice person, I'm not a threat. You know, so you do smile, and the women too, but specifically the men, they seem to take more serious pictures.
And if you're, we'll say, maybe if you're divorced or you have children, should you be open about that or should you wait until you're asked?
I would say that's your personal choice if you want to say it. But if you don't feel you have to.
Okay.
You know, you don't owe anybody anything that you haven't met or that you're not in a committed relationship that, you know, you haven't even been on a first date with. When you get dating, you can reveal all that. So I would say go with your gut instinct. You don't have to reveal everything online if you don't want to. You can wait till you start dating the person. Like I say, the two things for online is to throw your net wider, the two main things, and to make a connection. It's not for giving your whole life story. So don't feel pressure to do that.
And is it okay to talk to a few people at the same time?
I would recommend talking to as many people as you can.
Okay.
Offline and online. If you want to meet somebody offline in the real world, you have to start conversations. You have to. But online, talk to everybody. You know, and after 4 or 5 messages, push then for the real life date. Once you start dating people, I'm all for pulling back then and concentrating just on one person. That's the best strategy then. But That's for another day, that chat. But online, talk to everybody and get in as many real life dates as you can, because there's such a thing called pheromones. It's the natural chemical scent of a person, and you can only smell that when you meet the person. You can only see if there's a connection. They have also done research where it shows attraction is created by engagement. What I mean by this is you can write down every list you can of the person you want, and the person could tick all the boxes, and then you meet them and there might be no attraction. because it's built on engagement. When people meet people, they hear the tone of their voice, their brains do almost like a dance together with the interacting and the eye contact and the body language and all that. And that's how attraction is created. So you have to meet the person in real life.
And like you said, I loved your bit of advice about, you know, maybe have four chats and then meet. Because if you leave it too long, then you tend to maybe romanticise them and invent a person as opposed to get to know a person.
Brilliant point, Alison. And women have even taught me this, because women are big on closure and connection, you know, as well, you know, in the early days. And they have taught me that. I had a woman, she said that she spoke to a man for 6 months. He was in Dublin, she was in Galway, and she said it was just like a fantasy for him. But I actually thought we were almost in a relationship. She said I had given so much emotional energy, mental energy, and he texted her one day saying, oh, I passed your apartment in Galway, we should meet up sometime. And she said there and then she knew that it was just a fantasy for him, but she was all invested in it. And to be honest, Alison, there's a ton of time wasters out there. You know, in life in general, you know, there's time wasters, but especially online. And they're only looking for the dopamine hit of the likes online and the entertainment aspect of it. So if you get rid of those types of people that aren't looking, you know, more power to them if that's what they want. But if you're looking for a serious relationship, they're wasting your time. So if you can get rid of those time wasters, you're 80% there. So, and that's how you do it, by meeting people quickly, you know, once you connect with them on the app.
So you give them 4 weeks and that's it then. If they're not willing to meet up after that.
Oh, no. Give them four or five messages.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't speak to somebody, you know, longer than 2 weeks. If they're not, if now sometimes, you know, men are afraid to ask women out because of the Me Too movement and all that. They've become more cautious. And women are afraid sometimes, you know, for the safety aspect of meeting a guy. So if somebody said, you know, I want to stay on the app talking in a little while longer, if somebody asked somebody out, that's fair enough. I'd give them another week, another maybe, you know, 6-7 messages. And then if they're not willing to meet after you've given them one chance, you know, there's no point. There's no point in being online if you're not going to meet. So, you know, move on. Just wish them well. Don't ghost anybody. You know, treat people like you want to be treated. Say, listen, thanks very much. You know, I'm just not feeling the huge connection, but I wish you all the best. Thanks for your time. And move on and talk to somebody else.
Francis, for people over 50s then, is there any particular sites you would recommend? Because I think there might be this perception that Tinder is kind of almost disposable and it's for the young people, just as kind of maybe a booty call almost.
Yes.
You know? But are people over 50, do they belong on Tinder as well?
To be honest, Alison, Tinder is known as a hookup site.
Yeah.
We have to be honest, you know, we have to tell the truth. That's how we get from A to B successfully. You want to know the truth of things. So it is a hookup site. It invented the swipe culture. I would advise established app like Match, or there is sites that are geared towards older people, for instance, Elite Singles, Silver Singles. But, you know, Tinder wouldn't be the one that I'd advise firstly for people over 50. So that's what I advise. Match, Bumble is a good one at the minute. It's the fastest growing dating app in the world as we speak. So Bumble, Match, or any of the sites that would be tailored to older people. And get talking to people in real life. You know, you've to have your foot in every pond to bring up your chances of meeting the right person. So do everything. Talk to people offline, be online, or speed dating, you know. Go to everything you're invited to. You don't know who you would meet there. And that's a new connection that will expand your network of meeting new people. That's how people meet in real life as well.
Yeah. Could we finish up with a question that a listener is saying, I'm a woman in my 50s. I have a similar situation to that lady Brenda on Monday. It's very hard to meet people at this stage. It's fine for the younger crowd with the apps, but I can't bring myself to download them. I don't believe in them. The online world is fake. Any advice? I'm quite shy, but I do like going out and about for coffee, also for meals, walks and the gym, etc.
Okay, so I would advise that woman. I do think even if she got on the app, you know, and just tested them and see how she feels, because like I said, you know, having your leg in every pond is very good and there are good apps out there for her age. But if she wants to meet somebody in real life, go to everything you're invited to, like I said, and she could join like a walking club or something like that, that, you know, or mountaineering, that would be, or a sailing club, that males are more geared towards. Like, I see women and they're joining yoga classes to meet somebody. 95% of yoga classes are women.
Yeah.
Think strategically. Think, where are the men going? You know, could she do something involved with GAA? Something like that, where there's a big catchment area of men. And again, talk to everybody. Tell people you're interested in meeting somebody. You know, I had a girl, she told her friends, she was joking, she said, I'm open for business, for romantic business. I want to meet somebody, you know, and they put her on a blind date and they're now married, happily married. So try everything. That's what I would say. You know, have your leg in every pond.
Oh, Frances, anyone who's looking to make contact with you, how can they do that?
Thank you so much, Alison. Well, I'm on all platforms of social media and my website is www.franceskellehercoaching.com. I'd be thrilled to help anybody who needs it.
Oh, great to talk to you this morning and some great advice, Frances. Take care. All the best.
Thanks, Alison.
All the best. Bye-bye.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007. The Imro Radio Award-winning Tip Today.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Test drive the all-new Peugeot 2008 compact SUV at Slattery's Garage, puck on. Choose from petrol, diesel or fully electric. Slattery'sGarage.ie.